Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So how's your desk at work? Do you have a desk? Do you have a standing workstation? Do you have a floating situation? Whatever it may be. There's a list that came out of what can make your desk look unprofessional.
Uh-oh.
And Kitty, we can feel good that we got everything on here.
But see, we don't want to look professional.
Here's what it's,
So I don't want to look professional. What should I do to not look unprofessional? Please enlighten me.
All right. Well, one thing is having dishes and food containers on your desk. It says bringing your lunch to work is one thing, but having a week's collection of used coffee mugs is rude to your coworkers and could suggest a lack of time management skills. There's a lot of other ways you can see that we have bad time management skills than just all the dishes we leave around.
Do empty, like, iced tea bottles count?
I think they're fine.
Okay.
I think it looks good. A swarm of papers or sticky notes?
Okay.
According to a recent survey of senior managers, having a messy or disorganized workspace was the most distracting or annoying thing about employee work areas. I'm a little anal about that. But, you know, maybe if you have nothing on your desk. Like, remember our old operations manager? He had nothing on his desk. Which made you wonder, what's he doing?
Exactly.
Number three, anything political. Even if you don't openly talk politics at work, simply keeping political stuff off your desk or computer screen is wise. I kind of agree.
Well, that, I don't know if that has to do with professional, but I think it's just polite and you don't want to start a fight with anyone.
I don't feel like fighting with people more that way.
Yeah, really. Me either.
Okay, now this one, folks, do you have this at your desk? Because we kind of thrive on this. Toys. I mean, come on. It says that it really depends on the vibe at your office, but keeping a bunch of toys on your desk can make you seem immature and less professional.
Whatever.
Now, I think a few toys are nice, and I have a friend who's in sales. He has a whole mini car lot, not on his desk, but on the table right next to it. He has all these Matchbox cars, and it's like the Batmobile. It's the RV from Breaking Bad. It's like all these random things from TV, and I think it's fantastic. And it's nice to, I don't know, it keeps you youthful.
Mm. All right, what else?
And the final one of lists of things that you shouldn't have at your desk because it makes you look unprofessional is out-of-season decorations.
Oh, like if you still have a Christmas ornament hanging up or something?
Kitty and I still both have our Easter displays from last year. But what usually happens is it just comes around again, right?
Right. Eventually it does.
Yeah. So what's the big deal?
Well, is this weird, Jonathan? You know, I mean, does it say anything about like photos of your family or anything? Does that make you unprofessional? Is that on the list?
It doesn't. But if you're going to say what yours is, because it is weird and I wasn't going to say anything about it. But since you brought it up, for the record, everyone, Kitty brought this up. I have some pictures of my kids
at my desk. You have like a ton of pictures of your kids.
Right.
They're everywhere. You have like 25 pictures.
Pre-kids, I didn't really have any pictures, I guess, of my wife.
You had a picture of like a dog, I remember, too.
Yeah, Floyd. He's still back up there.
Oh, okay.
He's long gone, but he's in there. But yeah, that was about it. But what Kitty has.
I have no children, but I think it looks cute to have pictures of kids on your desk. So wait.
So people may think that you got a frame from a store and left the picture that was in there.
No.
That would be more normal than what she has done.
No, it's a picture of me as a kid.
Yes. Kitty has a picture of herself as a child. And sometimes people walk by and be like, who's that child from the 60s? Why are you dressing your child up in the 60s? No, that's me.
It was a portrait taken at JCPenney. I remember the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.